Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today, within the Dominican Order, we celebrate the solemnity of St. Dominic Guzman, Spanish friar who founded the Dominican Order. August 8th, 2026. Our passage today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, 'Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into the fire, and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him.' Jesus said in reply, 'O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me.'" There are moments in every human life when we discover that love alone is not enough. A parent loves deeply, cannot rescue a child from addiction. A spouse longs to heal a fractured marriage, but finds every conversation ending in silence. A priest pours himself into preaching, counseling, celebrating the sacraments, yet watches someone continue down a path of suffering despite every effort. We discover a painful truth. There are burdens we cannot carry for another person. The father in today's gospel has reached that place. He kneels before Jesus with exhausted hope. He has done everything he knows to do. He has sought out the disciples. He has trusted their reputation. He has believed that something good would happen. Yet nothing changes. "I brought him to your disciples," he said, "but they could not cure him." Behind these simple words lies the heartbreak of every disappointed prayer. Perhaps we know that feeling. We prayed for healing that never came. We asked for guidance, but heard only silence. We heard that this retreat, this conversation, this confession, this doctor, this medication, this friendship finally make everything different. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. What do we do even when our faith seems to fail? Jesus' response can sound surprisingly harsh. "O faithless and perverse generation," he says, "how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you?" At first hearing, these words almost make us uncomfortable. They seem out of character with the compassionate Jesus we know. Yet notice that his frustration is never directed at the suffering boy or the desperate father. His grief is aimed at a generation that has learned to perform religion without learning to trust God. They have witnessed miracles, yet still rely primarily on themselves. Even the disciples have begun to imagine that ministry depends upon their own competence rather than continual communion with the Father. This gospel is not condemning weak faith. It is exposing self-reliance disguised as faith. There is a subtle temptation in every spiritual life. We begin by depending entirely upon God. As we gain experience, knowledge, and success, we quietly begin trusting our own abilities more than the grace that first called us. This temptation is especially real for anyone engaged in ministry. We can prepare excellent homilies, organize flourishing programs, accompany people with great wisdom, and still slowly drift away from the simple dependence that first drew us into discipleship. Contemplative spirituality continually calls us back. It reminds us that God is never merely working through us. God is first working within us. The Desert Fathers often warned that activity without inner union becomes spiritual exhaustion. We begin trying to accomplish God's work with merely human strength. One elderly monk was asked why some younger monks seemed so anxious despite their zeal. He answered quietly, "How to speak about God before learning how to rest in God." That distinction changes everything. The disciples had been given authority to cast out demons, yet authority is not possession. Every moment of grace remains a gift. The power of God cannot be stored like water in a reservoir. It flows through hearts continually surrendered. This is why later in this chapter, Jesus explains that some victories only come about through prayer. Prayer is not persuading God to act. Prayer is remaining connected to the one who is always acting. Today's feast day offers a beautiful companion for this lesson. Saint Dominic is remembered as a brilliant preacher who converted countless hearts. But those who lived with him often spoke less about his preaching and more about his prayer. Long before dawn, he would be found kneeling before the crucifix, often in tears. He carried the sufferings of others into the presence of Christ. His words possessed authority because they were born from contemplation. People encountered not merely Dominic's ideas, they encountered the presence of Christ living within him. His preaching was powerful because it emerged from silence. It's an important lesson here for every Christian. Dominicans, our effectiveness is never determined simply by how much we do. It's determined by how deeply we abide. The Father in today's Gospel also teaches us something remarkable. He refuses to let disappointment become despair. The disciples failed him. He still comes to Jesus. How often people leave the church because someone representing Christ disappointed them. Sometimes the wound is real and deep. This father makes an essential distinction. The disciples failed. Jesus did not. There are moments when we must greatly separate Christ from our disappointments with his followers. Church is holy because Christ is holy. Its members, including priests and bishops and religious, and every one of us, remain pilgrims still learning how to trust. Father's perseverance becomes the doorway through which his son is healed. Perhaps today's gospel invites us to act. Where have I quietly begun relying on myself more than God? Where has disappointment weakened my trust? What burden have I stopped bringing to Jesus because I have already concluded nothing will change? Contemplative path of Saint Dominic is wonderfully simple. It begins again each morning. We kneel. We become poor. We realize the illusion that everything depends upon us, and that surrender Christ continues his work, not always as we expect, but always more deeply than we imagine. Our ongoing challenge is to notice whenever you feel responsible for fixing every problem around you. Before offering advice, before taking action, before trying harder, pause for a full minute in silent prayer. Simply breathe deeply the name of Jesus and inwardly pray, Lord, this belongs to you, for it belongs to me. Allow your actions to rise from communion rather than anxiety. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when my strength fails, remind me that your power never does. Save me from relying only upon my own wisdom, my own experience, or my own efforts. Teach me the humble path that continually returns to you, especially when I feel discouraged. Through the example of Saint Dominic, deepen my love for prayer so that every word I speak and every act of service I offer may flow from your abiding in my heart. Heal what I cannot heal. Carry what I cannot carry. Increase my faith until my life quietly reflects your own compassionate heart. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today on the solemnity of Saint Dominic, I invite you to share it with others and invite them to join us here each day in my hermitage when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe.